You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
And yes, I am a kind and caring person. This is Natalie, also known as Starcat. Of course, I have another awesome guest tonight. She's got a great story to tell. But first, I want to talk about what's coming up. Of course, everybody needs to submit your submissions to me for the e-zine, which will be going up on the 1st. I take articles, excerpts, poetry, press releases. You'll see a variety if you go into June's issue. You'll see it's just a total variety. And every month I say, oh, this is a really big issue. Well, now what's happening is all the people that I have interviewed or am interviewing are submitting either excerpts from their books or articles. So that just opens it all up, and I have to start this 3 days before it goes up on the 1st. So, but that's okay with me. Everybody knows I love what I do, and it's an easy thing. So you get that to me at StarsCast, S-T-A-R-Z like in zebra, C-A-S-T like in Tom, at mysticlivingtoday.com. Get those in. And also my stars with a Z psychics.com. Go there. A lot of great readers, advisors, mediums, tarot card readers, you name it. It's there for you. And actually, I'm very proud of it. We're going to be doing some new things. We're going on to iTunes, and the Google App Store and I said this last week, with these cards that I had developed. I mean, it was my idea, but I had to have somebody design them all, and she's in Spain, and beautiful colors. So they'll be up there. I will be selling them at some point in time, and my readers, whoever wants to use them, will be able to use them in their readings. And then those apps that are up, going to be up, will be connected to the site, so that if you want to get a 3-card, you can get a 3-card for a small amount of money. If you want a larger reading with the cards, my readers can do that too. So, but we won't launch that right away. We're waiting kind of like the finishing touches for the apps that are going to go up. And I'm so excited because it's one of my readers that, I've known her over 20 years, I'm sure, and it's her son, and he's in California. And I've talked to him on the phone, and, of course, the lady that I'm talking about, I've known forever, and she just thinks I can do anything. Well, she kind of has to meet my granddaughter, because that's what my granddaughter, Graham, you can do anything. You just can do anything. Well, I don't know. I try. I know there's two things I can't do, and that's skate and swim. Isn't that weird? I think it's a balance thing. Everything else, I probably could take a stab at it, I think. Anyways, I hope everybody's good tonight. I hope you're all staying safe. I know some of the states are going a little wonky. South Carolina is one of them, and that's any place where there are beaches, you know, and places to congregate. People want to go outside. They want to lay in the sun. They want to go in the ocean. I'm only like 10 minutes from the ocean. So, but I stay in. I'm not taking any chances. Let's put it that way. And besides, my family would probably be upset with me. But anyways, without further ado, we're going to bring in my guest tonight. This lady has done, I've never interviewed anybody like her before. Her life as a very young girl, 19, was not the very best. She went through some real trauma, and we're going to hear about her story, and I want to bring on right now Janelle Gordon. How are you, Janelle?
Hi, how are you? Good.
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm amazing. I just retrieved my son, and we're just waiting for his backpack to come, but everything is all good. So if you hear some noise in the back,
That's okay.
A bunch of 5-year-olds.
It's a nice noise because it's good to hear hustle and bustle and the little ones, you know, in the background. That means everything is going okay. They're healthy and they're having fun. And I don't mind that at all. I walk right over it and talk right over it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, me too.
you are an educator and a speaker. Okay, and
yes,
you had some past traumas, which we will go into. And you did something else. You created a school. It's an awareness kind of club. But first, let's talk about your story. When you were a teenager, young, tell us
yes.
about the things that happened to you, because you talk about sex trafficking, and also
mm-hmm.
Janelle's live on Facebook all the time. So if you connect with her and you want to be known when she's on, I mean, I was talking to her a little bit today. She's on all the time, and she talks, so you can get acquainted with her that way. You can see her. And I have her website, and I'm gonna say that right now. Her website is, before we get into some heavy conversation, and I can't talk. I can always talk, you know. BeyondFreedomInternational.org. That's the name of her site. And there's a lot of information, and we'll go back to that. So tell me your story. Tell me. I mean, I it's like you walked through the fire. You walked on coals. It was tough.
Yeah, well, I actually did. It's a funny thing that you said that. I've actually walked on fire several times. Prince! I've walked on fire several times because I've attended Tony Robbins' Unleash the
yes.
Power Within events. This will be my fifth time, so I literally have walked on fire.
I didn't even know that.
So
but I know the man. I mean, I don't know the man, but everybody knows
yeah,
Tony
yeah.
Robbins. Yes, yes.
But that is one of the things that you do at these events is you walk on fire. So it's a very empowering thing. And it's something that I think that you know, everyone should have the experience of doing once. So thank you very much.
Were you afraid? Let's talk about that. Were you afraid the first time?
It was a very interesting experience. I was afraid, actually. But this is what the whole concept is about. It's like how to use that fear.
Yeah, okay.
To give you the energy and to transport that fear into, like, force, into power to do something. And so I think that's a really interesting concept that a lot of us are afraid right now. You know, a lot of us are very fearful. Maybe most of us are, some of us are not, but for what we can see on the news and even, you know, in our circles, I think everyone's afraid. You know, people are just, they look at you weird if you don't wear a mask, and there's just, if you, you know, people can't breathe and kids are choking. It's just crazy. And there's fear everywhere. But what
yeah.
Tony's event really teaches us to do is to use that fear, to use that fear as fuel, to use it as fuel to overcome something and to pull you in a different direction out of the madness, right? Right now, this is madness that's going on in the world. I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
So,
I think, and everybody's
yeah.
dealing with it in their own way. Like I was just saying, some stay in the house, you know, but I work at home. You know, and I was just saying
yeah.
my magazine's going to take 3 solid days, and I just saw 3 more things come through. So it's, but see, for me, it's easy because this is what I've done. After I stopped working at a tennis club, I started working at home, and I created my first site. So, I mean, this is not unusual. I have 3 monitors sitting in front of all of these, and I can go back and forth and round, but the people, just think of the people, Janelle, that are having difficulty staying home. Plus now, the camps are not all open for the kids, so where do the kids go? It's just like having them not in school. That was awful.
Exactly.
I had a friend watching four kids, grandchildren, because the parents had to all work, and she was the one that worked from home. I mean, I would go bonkers probably
yeah.
with that. I don't know.
No,
but
it
they
is.
Weren't.
I mean,
they weren't
I
babies.
Was...
You know, they weren't infants. One was 7, and the other 2 are 9. And it wasn't so bad, but I don't know. But anyways, a lot of people, it's very difficult, and you can see that people are sometimes testy. Now, for the most part, people that I run into, but I approach them smiling. I don't show that I'm angry. Well, I have never shown anybody I'm angry. I don't think. I don't know. It's only an internal thing. But I think that helps
right.
if you approach somebody and you're you're smiling and say, well, hi, how are you, or that kind of thing. But I don't know. Your state, I mean, you know, you're in California, and I'm in South Carolina, and both states are going crazy with these numbers, and so is Florida. And, of course, you're
beaches,
by the ocean.
Right, the beaches.
And Florida,
mm-hmm.
and
yep.
South Carolina. Anywhere up the coast, either coast, is
mm-hmm.
going to encounter this, I think. And so, but
correct.
We have to hang in there, and we just have to know it's going to be okay. So, tell me about
yes.
this trauma that you went through, all of this, as best as you can. I mean, we don't have to dwell upon it because
yeah.
it's all probably very painful for you to talk to. But I want the listeners to know what existed and what
yeah.
still exists today.
Well, it's interesting that you said that. I actually did two podcasts yesterday, and it was, I had a little bit of a hard time last night seeing and had a little bit of PTSD that tried to poke its little head out. And so it is something that I still
mm-hmm.
deal with when I do these types of podcasts, radio shows, et cetera, because every time I'm talking about it, you relive it. And
of course.
It's interesting because, you know, people wear their traumas like a tattoo. And they
yeah.
don't, you don't have to do that. And for me, I've actually chosen not to do that. But unfortunately, when I have this type of story and the impact I have, you do tend to have to talk about it at least a little. And so
that's what I said. Yeah. Whatever you're comfy with. You know what I'm saying? We'll
yeah.
talk about
no, no,
the
no.
other things that you're doing.
I'm happy, to talk about it. So unfortunately for me, you know, I did not have a very happy life at all. I grew up as, you know, in the foster system and a very sad system that failed me. And I was placed into a well-meaning but extremist fundamental Christian cult. And so things did not go better for me. All the physical and sexual abuse I experienced as a young child, as a baby, really, from 6 months old until almost five, you know, that kind of rolled over when I got placed into this family. So unfortunately for me, I just didn't know anything other than the life of poverty and the life of abuse and trauma and extreme dogma. And it was very, it was just, I was thinking, my son's 5 years old and he has just such a beautiful life, the antithesis of my life. You know, he lives in Newport Beach. He goes to a Christian school. We live a few minutes from the water. We have, everything. And I just think of all the abuse and trauma that I had gone through at his age. And it really, on my darkest days, it breaks me. But I feel so blessed to be able to give him the life I do now. So with that being said, I was anxious to leave home and to get away from all the pain that I had endured all those years. And so I left home and very quickly, you know, got caught up by a trafficker. And a long condensed story short, it was trafficked for over 10 years primarily trafficked through the strip clubs in Las Vegas, Nevada, but also through the online adult sites, the services, and for a very brief time, adult film world as well. And so it was a very hard time where, you know, I experienced unthinkable abuse and trauma that most people could not endure. And I felt trapped. And I think a lot of people have been feeling that for the past 3 months, right? Trapped in their relationships, not like you did.
And I'm an empath, and I'm getting all these feelings that are how afraid you were when you left home, but you had to
yes.
kind of fend for yourself, I guess. And so you just
correct.
Fell into the prey. I mean, you
yes.
fell in because
that's
you
exactly
were seeking,
it.
and you didn't know what else to do. You know, I mean, and it, I mean,
correct.
I can only imagine.
Mm. And you were so correct with that. Excuse me, that thing. You know, I was afraid, but I was really the perfect prey, and I was just searching for, you know, connection and for love and to be significant and to, because I felt so insignificant my whole life, you know, to be a part of something, to beat poverty, to beat, you know, the death sentence that was me being, you know, a minority and in the system. all these other things that, you know, were, that was, you know, my life. And so I did, I was easy prey. And I think that's a really interesting thing to understand is that, you know, today groomers, they don't even have to work as hard to find people like me, vulnerable population. They actually can go after, you know, your children, the middle class, upper class kids. And they do that through a myriad of ways that, that you would be surprised to learn about. So, so for me, you know, being in this cycle, and it was a cycle of just abuse and trauma and working, you know, for my life and making thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, if not touched $1 million, if I actually went back and did all the math for all the years dancing. But it, you know, wasn't mine. And it was, you know, just this violent trap of abuse and trauma and manipulation and sexual exploitation and, you know, just that over and over again every day of my life. And so,
you did something, and you see, down deep inside, there was an inner strength there. You knew, maybe you were even counting the days, but you didn't know it. I'm going to get out of this. You know what I'm saying? Because others, if you didn't have that, you'd still be doing that, Janelle. You wouldn't know any better. You would not know any better because your self-esteem, you probably didn't even have that. Like, oh, well, I guess this is what I get. This is the best I can be. And that just kept making layers and layers and layers on you. And so continue with your story. I, as much as you can say, I don't want you to get upset. It's like if I talk about Alzheimer's, I get the same way. So don't, you know.
I totally know what you mean. My son was just laughing. We just got home. But at any rate, you know, it was exactly what you said. It was, there was an inner strength in me that I didn't know that I even possessed, you know, and looking back now, I remember just so many times of desperation where I felt like there had to be another way, another way of living life. I'm so sorry. I had a little tickle in my throat. And I
Get some water. Need to get some water?
Yeah, let me get a little water.
Yes, I'll talk a little bit while you're getting your water because I've got mine beside me. But so Janelle is going to tell you what she did to get out of this because she had a choice.
Yes.
Either stay where she was or grab on and get that inner strength going and get out of it. Okay, you're back. Are you drinking your water?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want you choking on my show now.
I know. I had just had a little bit of a protein bar, and so I think
sometimes I lose my voice on the show. It's no joke.
Bless your heart. You're like, okay, the show must go on. Yeah. So what?
Bear with me. I can't talk for a minute. No.
Yeah. Exactly.
So how did you?
It's exactly what you said. It was just this desire within me to change out of the hell that I was living in and reach for something that was beyond what I even knew was possible. And so that's exactly That's exactly what I did. And I came up one night, I had experienced one of the worst beatings of my life. I say one because I experienced so many, they kind of blur together. But the ones that were very detrimental, that could have killed me, that nearly did kill me, I will always remember those. They were defining moments in my life that let me see that I did have an option and that there was a way out. Maybe I didn't know exactly what it was, but that I was going to find it. And so that's honestly exactly what I did. One night I was recovering, as I said, from one of the worst beatings of my life, and I was sitting across the way from a colleague of mine and who I had been dancing with in the clubs for about 6 years, and she knew me quite well. Well, she thought she knew me. She knew what I betrayed to her, right? And so when we were talking that night, she looked at me and saw, obviously, the bruises and strangulation marks and just knew that something, you know, was not right. And it was so interesting because she asked me this just very brief questions that are a set of words that was the most profound question that I'd ever been asked in my life. And I, not without getting into it too much, but just for context, you know, I had been asked to solicit my boss to get more clients so that I could make more money. And
oh, in the club.
When
her in the club.
Yes, in the club.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
and
gotcha.
When I came home early, because I was allowed to come home early if I made my quota, and at that time it was about $3,000 a night. And I came home early, and he happened to see my phone, and the message popped up from my boss, and he proceeded to become enraged, even though I was doing what he had asked me to do, and threw me down a flight of stairs in Gladys Knight's neighborhood, just actually a few houses down from her home in Henderson, Nevada. And then proceeded to punch in my head repeated times. And finally, after I hit my head on the marble floor, he then choked me out to the point of asphyxiation. I passed out. And I don't remember anything other than waking up on the front driveway out by the trash. And I just thought, wow, this is so crazy, you know, that he really threw me out like I was a bag of trash, you know. And it was in that moment that I had this really crazy experience because, like, he took my car keys, but he threw out my bag, and he asked, he threw out my dancer bag, and right there was my phone. And so I picked up my phone, and I was trying to dial 911, but the numbers just were not, it wasn't making sense, and I couldn't figure it out. I literally could not dial 911 because I had suffered.
Well, because you weren't under normal conditions either.
Well,
you
right,
know, you
and
were physically hurt.
Oh, I had suffered an extreme concussion, you know. So I had just passed out too. So my brain was not even functioning properly.
That's right. Yeah.
So I couldn't dial. So, long story short, you know, after he. After some time, I tried to dial again, and I was able to, but then he came out swiftly and whisked me off into the Hummer and took me back to another house to, quote, clean me up and get me some clothes. He said he was going to keep me at his house that night to watch over me because he knew he had given me a concussion, and I'd had several before. And so at that point, he still is, you know, beating me up on the way to the next location. And then he rapes me when we get to the location and then brings me back to that first house in Gladys Knight's neighborhood. And the police were there because obviously the call did go through that second time.
So well, they went where you made the call from. Yeah, okay.
Right. And so you'd think, oh, wow, you got rescued. But that is sadly not what happened because I had been, you know, trained to say certain things, you know, and to cover every story. And so they did not get him. But that night, as I was sitting in the club with my friend, I had just recovered from that beating. And I just knew that I could not, that I couldn't endure something like that again. And I did not have enough money to go home. I had about $300 in my wallet, and I needed about $3,000. And at this point, I knew that something had to give. And so my girlfriend just looked at me, and when he asked me the question about what was it, you know, this inner strength, and I like to say, you know, it was this right amount of leverage against how I'd been living my life and this inner warrior in me that was like enough. And so from there, we devised a way to fake my own death, and I was able to, through a long, long sequence of events, which would take forever to
to go into detail, but
wow.
definitely come to my TED Talk, read my book, and I go into more of it. But nonetheless, I was able to get free. And so ended up on an island in Thailand where I was able to study and heal an ancient, study an ancient form of yoga, and I was able to heal and just really get back into my body for the first time in my entire life. And so it was a very challenging time, but it was also a very beautiful time. And so I I understand what it's like to feel like there's no way out, to feel like there's no escape, and there's no escaping yourself. To have experienced all that trauma in my body for so many years, you know, I was highly, highly disconnected from my body.
And you didn't know any better. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
almost like a brainwashing
right.
kind of thing, because you would probably feel like, well, this is what I am. I mean,
exactly.
It's almost like somebody beating it in you and say, this is what you are. You're not going to amount to anything else because this is what you are.
Correct.
And you had
yes.
probably that inner strength all along. You just had to dig really deep until it got the worst scenario, the worst thing,
mm-hmm.
to get yourself
mm-hmm.
out of it. How proud I am of you. I think it's
yeah.
It's a wonderful
yeah.
a testament to you, because, and people that are listening, you need to realize it still goes on today.
Correct.
You know,
Correct.
You hear stories. I'm sure Janelle knows. It does. It hasn't stopped.
No.
But she knows. It just doesn't.
Yes.
That's the way it is. It's money and sex.
Yeah.
Money and sex. And they get, I'm sure this is what happens. They get these really young girls who are kind of naive and floundering around, and they don't have really anything to hold on to, nothing substantial. And so
mm-hmm.
they're easy prey, just like you were. And
they go for the vulnerable.
And they're young.
And sometimes they're not super young. Sometimes they're college kids. Because college kids, you know, they need money. They're still trying to
right.
figure out life. And they
right.
don't maybe have jobs. And a lot of them are trying to do the right thing. And they'll answer an ad for a job, you know, thinking it's legitimate. And it's totally not. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the many ways
it keeps going.
Transpires.
And the circle keeps going and going and going. And and it's so difficult to understand that. I mean, you don't really think about it unless you have somebody like you that can talk about it and tell us. Okay, so you went on, you healed. You were kind of like held captive for like 10 years, over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then I see in 2017, you founded something, the first ever sex trafficking awareness club at Orange Coast College called Beyond Freedom. I want
right.
you to talk about that. What gave you the idea? I know it makes sense with you, though. It's synonymous with you, Beyond Freedom, because it's like,
yes.
what's beyond? Freedom is beyond. Freedom. You know, and everybody should have that. Everybody should be free. I mean, I'd be on my bandwagon for that one. So did you say to yourself, well, I've got to help other people. So
yeah, well,
I need to do something.
It was sort of like that. I was actually struggling. I call it Beyond Freedom because, that's definitely a beautiful way of looking at it as well. because to me, it was like, just because you're free, that really doesn't mean anything. That's literally
no.
the first step. There's
yes.
like, how do you go? My issue was like, how do you go from product to person? Like, how is this? Like, there's no school to tell you how to do this, you know? And I just really felt like I wanted to be a person that provided that kind of insight and support to survivors. And so I had started this campus club because I honestly didn't know that I had been trafficked all those years. I was taking a public speaking course. I was trying to live off
financial aid and grants and just doing my best with government assistance to you know, raise a newborn baby. We were homeless here in Newport Beach about 5 years ago. I had no job history. I had a, you know, massive job history gap, obviously. I was
right.
a vet, and I had been, you know, discharged from the Army just days before my benefits would kick in. And so I just knew that there was, you know, that there was something more for me. And so I started this club after speaking in a public speaking class. We had to research a persuasive speech, and I picked the topic of human trafficking. I was really drawn to it. I didn't fully understand why. And then it was so funny because I came to understand why. And it was simply because, you know, I had been trafficked. So I'm researching all these women to come and find out that I was really that woman. I was that those women that I was researching.
Yeah.
It was really strange, like, aha moment. And I came out to my peers and a group of about 50 students and my professor. And it was in that moment that I realized, oh, my gosh, I have to do something. Because after that talk, you know, girls started coming up to me saying, sort of like me too, you know, or I know someone. So I said, okay, I got to do this. And if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all the way. So I started the club. But honestly, I was just having a really tough time trying to make it financially. I was suffering in a severe postpartum, severe PTSD. I was doing everything I could to cope. And now at this point, I'm having, you know, learning challenges from all the concussions that I experienced. And
yes,
I was taking
five
remedial math courses. And I had a baby and I'm postpartum. It was hell. I literally remember thinking, like, you know, being trafficked was better than this. This was so much uncertainty, and I did not have support, and people were not supportive, and it was such a scary time, and I just didn't want to go on living life like that anymore. And in my days, my darkest moment of despair, one night I was scrolling on Instagram, and I saw a post from Tony that just touched my heart, and I said, you know what? I absolutely want to just comment on it because it just made me feel like
he's
a
powerful speaker. He's always been known for that. He is. And his presence, because he's a big guy, and he could, and that's what it takes. But he's got strength in his words, not just because he's a big guy, big strong guy, but he's got strength
it's just
in his words.
How he speaks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And so I commented on a post of his, and I didn't think anything about it, and I went to bed. When I woke up the next morning, he had actually reached out to me personally and said, you know, I want to help you. And I was just blown away because I thought, wow, someone cares, like a stranger cares. He's a very affluent person. He doesn't have to care, but he does. And it just changed me. And so from there, he started investing in me, sending me to his events. I started to do the work that I was learning in the event. And I, you know, came back, took my club and got it turned into a nonprofit that it is today. And ever since then have just been on a mission to become hugely successful in my personal business. And at the same time to build my nonprofit that helps to holistically rehabilitate victims of sex trafficking. And that's basically, you know, long story short, where I am today.
And this is in California. I mean, yeah, California, right? That you have
mm-hmm.
this.
But we serve internationally, so we serve women around the world. But we are located in Newport Beach. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I honor you because you are empowering. Look what you've done. Now you need to pat yourself on the back. And I'm telling
you
really, it's the truth. Anybody who goes from the frying pan to the fire, so to speak, or anybody who is fried in a frying pan, anyone who's out there listening, that, and you get that strength somewhere. But you see, This was all God, the universe. You pulled yourself out, and that was the moment that everything else was set up from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because him contacting you, that does not really surprise me. I just would think he'd be that kind of a man. Because he really cares.
Is, absolutely.
He does care. I've never heard him speak, but I know enough about him that he kind of presents power, but he hands it to you. He allows you to, okay, I've got this, but now I'm giving it to all of you. All of you. And, you know, life is just not easy. And look what you went through, raising a child and no money and trying to crawl out of that
mental illnesses, mental health. Like, it was really a dark, dark time, I will say.
Oh, yeah.
One that I care not to repeat. And, I don't want any other woman to have to do that either.
No. Okay, so what are the stats on it? Are there still quite a few that are out there? I guess it can be online stuff, right? They get you online, then they meet you, and then, I mean, what happens now? Has it changed from your beginning, like when you started?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely different now. Like, they don't have to, like, for me, you know, I was trafficked primarily in the strip clubs because I was in Vegas, and that was a lot of money, but, you know, hotels, casinos, always a market, and I was trafficked there as well, but definitely online sites, it's the easiest. Chat rooms, those are the things that get the most amount of, you know, energy, as far as even during COVID, I work with Homeland Security, and I found out that it was still actually really high rate because everything just switched to online. So,
right.
Yeah, it's still,
Okay, so they have these chat rooms, but then do they end up actually meeting you someplace?
Mm-hmm.
They do. Okay.
Yep. That's
all
the goal.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I know.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Makes sense.
Yep.
And, of course, you're home alone. And like you said, you're not in school. If you were going to college or whatever, you're home. Looking for
mm-hmm.
online stuff, and it's kind of like the nature of the beast. And so you get into all these chat rooms, and there's hundreds of thousands of them out there that you can join or sign up for. Or, you know, I originally had, in the very, very beginning of being online, we had a community on Microsoft Network online. Well, you had to be approved. I mean, your credentials had to be such that they would allow you to have chat rooms. Well, I had one on AOL, American Online, then I had one in Microsoft and the chat community. Well, eventually, we did that for a couple of years. Every night from 7 to 12, we did free mini readings. Free. And I know those people listening out there saying, oh, my God, I would never do that for free. Oh, yes, you would. Because that's what everybody did at the time. I have a lady listening. She's nodding her head. Oh, yeah, America Online. It was free. Okay. So they shut it down because of predators. That was back in, oh, my God, quite a few years. And I'm thinking, predators?
Yeah.
What are they talking about? I mean, we're
uh-huh.
online. But it
Correct.
Was they created chat rooms. Somebody that got permission to do it. Let somebody else use it. And, I mean, I had it all figured out. And I was disappointed because it penalized all of us when we were really great. We did it. We're doing a great job. But yet I understood it because I didn't want to be a part of that. And all the owners, because you had, they knew your name. They knew who you were. All of us were notified that, you know, they were sorry, but they had to do this because it was getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think when that was. Back in the late 90s.
Yep.
Can you imagine?
And it only got worse, you know,
Yes.
got worse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And people like you came up and survived all of this. And look at all the people you're helping and saving. I mean, that's a tremendous accomplishment, Janelle. It really is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're working.
Yes, yes. And I want to mention your site again because there's things people can do. Again, it is beyondfreedominternational.org, O-R-G. And there's all kinds of things you can do to support this group. You can volunteer. There's events. You can donate, you know. But you have to understand the sex trafficking is so debilitating to women. And I... Oh, yes, I could see me being on the bandwagon. But
yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't...
Don't worry.
Oh, that's just disheartening. It really is sad. But you know, little did I know, the predators, that's what they were. Or they were taking young, really young kids. But you weren't allowed to have access to it. Anyhow, I mean, it was a tremendous community. And it's really sad how things like that change everything, and they tear everything apart. Sometimes it's really good, like, look what you did. I'm so proud of you, and I've never met you, but I'm so very proud of you. And like I said, Janelle does her live work on Facebook. And how do they go and listen to you? Do they have to look you up on the internet?
So,
tell us a little bit something about how to connect with you on Facebook.
Yeah. So. It's really easy for them if they want to join the group. They just look me up, Janelle Gordon, and then my group is called the Outstanding Orgasmic Tribe, and that's really actually my for-profit business. So I have a for-profit as well as a non-profit, which I think is super super important to understand. So that website is theofactors.com, and I think it's really important to support survivors' work, because this is how we end this practice. So that's my for-profit group. But if you want to follow the nonprofit, we have a Beyond Freedom page on Facebook. But if you want to see me in the lives daily, that's in the tribe. So friend request me, and then I think you'll see right on my main page my group. So I'm gonna double check and see.
Yes, let's let everybody know.
Yeah,
I mean, I found you. Well, actually, Candy is the one that introduced me to you.
Yes,
my video
Candy.
Editor.
She's so sweet.
she is amazing. Yeah, theofactor.com, Beyond Freedom on Facebook. She's got it all here for me. She so wants to say thank you for being brave enough to share how you used your experience to share with others that there is a different way. It's true. You know, I play this music at the end, Free to Love. It's from Candy. And I love it now. I mean, it's something that I have play in my head. But people like yourself that have taken your bad experience and converted it into something wonderful so that you can help other people. I know there's a lot of people out there that do that. But you went through, I don't know anybody but you that has gone through that. I mean, I don't. And I honor you. I'm so proud of you for what you've accomplished and you still continue to do things. That's the best thing, you know. Now your book, I'm going to go over here. Are you writing something else now? Are you doing another?
Nope. I was just trying to see how the best way for them. I was thinking how it would be for them to get into the tribe, but I'm thinking it's best if, they would just friend me, and then from there I could get them into the tribe. That's the best way, because I was looking to see if there was a link, but there's not. You have to go in and go. It's because it's a private group, because we share a lot.
Yes, they have to be invited.
You
can ask to join,
but
you have to accept it. I should say we have one like that too. And you're also a Reiki master. You're a master, huh?
Yes, I am. So I'm a Reiki master, and I'm a Tantra practitioner, which we do a lot of energy healing in that as well. So it went, like, getting Reiki certified was just like, I was already doing that. I just didn't know it was called Reiki, you know? So, I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for years. So.
Oh, really? Yeah,
so,
I know this. right? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, okay, I got this.
Now, they can get your book. Now, is your book on Amazon?
It's not on Amazon yet, but we are taking pre-orders. So if they just go to my website and leave their email, then we can get that situated for them. We're just waiting. We're trying to get Tony to write some kind of an endorsement for it. So that's why it's taking a little bit longer. But it will be out before my TED Talk, which was supposed to be the end of May, but now it got moved to the end of September. So
okay.
It happens.
Okay.
And
you and
COVID,
I will be in touch, and you
right.
can give me that information. And because I will
yes.
put, when your book is up, I will put it in my bookstore. And, you know, truly,
oh, cool.
while I have you on, oh, yes, oh, I have you on right now. And we will, you know, we have this recorded, this whole talk. I like to call it a talk. I mean, it is an interview, but it's just a talk. I mean, I have questions
yes.
here that were provided to me by my Jackie, another one who does a lot of content for me. But I read everything about you, and I was telling my son today about you, and he said, well, isn't it hard to talk to somebody like that? I said, oh, no. No. I can pull stuff out. I've had only a couple of 100 and some interviews, whatever the amount is, that I thought were going to be difficult, and they ended up being the
mm-hmm.
easiest, one of the easiest ones I've ever done. So,
yeah.
I love to do it. I mean, I love to talk to people and learn about them and help to promote them. But, yeah, I'll put it in my bookstore. And so this recorded thing will end up on my YouTube channel. And so everybody will know about it. I will send it to you when it's ready. Candy's just waiting for some
Great.
New software that we're getting her. And it's going to make her be this powerful, powerful producer,
yes.
director, producer.
Yeah.
I mean, because this thing is like going to be awesome because she did an awesome job. She said, just type to me. I can't wait.
Okay.
I'll send you the link so you can look at it. We did it for a gal named Rena. I had her 2 weeks ago, but she's got to wait for the new
uh-huh.
couple. But all of the last maybe six or whatever, we're going to put them up, and I'll send it to you, and you can put it out there and let
Wonderful.
Everybody listen to our interview. Well, because it's good for you.
Yes.
You know, it helps
Absolutely.
Me too, because it brings me up because I'm with you. You know, Natalie is with you.
Correct.
So, I mean,
Correct.
It's just a win-win thing, and I'm really excited, and my webmaster, Tony, is going to run with this. He's been with me almost 10 years. Can you imagine that? And I had
that
one before
is
him.
Crazy.
But nothing like him, and he's a story in itself. How we got together was just, it was a synchronicity. It was just something that was supposed to happen, and it did. And it was really, truly amazing. And to have somebody team up with you like this, but now we're like friends. I mean, you know, I was his first real client. And so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. And it's been a long time, and he's done a lot of sites and all of that. And then he goes and finds, if we need something and he can't do it, I call him his dream team. He goes and asks the guys, okay, who can do this? Who can do this?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. And
mm-hmm.
and this is what I need done. And everybody knows when you go to Stars, you'll see the chat rooms. And that was developed. That had to be paid for by me. And it was developed, and I own it. So it's kind of like you just don't go on Skype. You're just not going online. You're actually going into your own chat room. And I can have it multiply hundreds of thousands of times because that's the way it is. And so to work with somebody that long, sometimes, I don't want to say we lock horns, but sometimes he won't disagree with me, and he'll say, you really think that? I'll say, no, I know it. And
mm-hmm.
I'll tease
mm-hmm.
him, I'll say, you do the websites, I do the
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not my partner or anything, but that's what I'll say to him. You know, I mean, we love each other dearly. He's got a beautiful fiance, and we've been out to dinner and everything. But you see, I had a door open for me it blew open, and I stepped through. But see, like you, yours was more difficult. You had to dig way deep inside and pull it up, pull it out to get to
mm-hmm.
what you wanted to be. And look at you. Your family must be so proud of you. Well, you had a foster family. Do you know your parents?
I'm not connected to family, but the people around me that are, they are proud of me, absolutely.
So my family, even more. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And you and I will be in touch for sure.
Absolutely.
And so her name is Janelle Gordon, and I want, if you have any trouble, look for Stars Cast on Facebook Messenger. Actually, it's Natalie Sist, S-I-S-T. I think that's what my title is. I have to go look and see what I am because, you know, I signed up for all these things years ago. I did a seminar with PayPal. It was really funny. They invited their oldest clients. We're all laughing. Somebody said, well, how long have you been with them? But I've been with them for many, many years, and they have some new tools that they're going to be launching, and they want their clients that have been around the longest to benefit. And it pays, but now let me see what I am. I guess I'm just Natalie Sist. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's what I am. Natalie, S like in Sam, I, S like in Sam, T like in Tom. And send me a little note and say I want to connect with Janelle. And I know how to do it. And we'll get you started, and it'll be wonderful. And how what's your little son doing now? He's quiet, so is he in
He is waiting for me to cook him dinner. I made him a little snack, so he's waiting for dinner. And so
what's
I'm
going to
go make him some right now. Amadi.
Amadi?
It's Amadi. Amadi. Mm-hmm.
Amadi.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
Amadi. What does it mean?
Amadi. It's African. It means free man. Free man.
Okay. Well, I bet he's really sweet. Look at the mother he has. And when he gets a little bit older and he's going to understand, he's going to say, Mom, I'm so proud of you. He will. He will.
Thank you.
It was so nice talking to you and sharing your life with all the listeners. And Candy, Candy will do this video thing, and it's done really well. And I'll send you a sample of what's been done. I'll send it to you in email, not on Messenger, and you'll see, and you'll say, "Oh my God!" And it took her days to do this because this free software, you know, you can get. It's called open source, where it's free, and they have people that develop this, but they don't bother to fix it. They just do it and put it out there. And I originally had an open source for a reading room once. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not so good. And but she's going to have this new one. But I'll let you see this, what she did. It's just fantastic, totally fantastic.
Wonderful.
So with that,
I
I'm
going
to let you go and fix your son his dinner.
Okay.
And
awesome, thank
I will,
you.
I will see you live. I'll try to come on when I see you. I get a notification.
Oh, good. Yes,
and
please do. I was happy
to
see you
in.
On there today.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
if you
I
know
just,
of any other beautiful queens that would love to be in the tribe, feel free to invite them, please.
Yeah, I will. And I love that. Queens.
Right,
we're all queens. I like it.
Yes, we are. Yes,
we are
absolutely.
All queens. Okay, I love you, Janelle. I love what you are.
Lots of love
and
to
who you
too,
are
beautiful.
And what you've done. And you continue doing good work, and I know you will. Have a good evening. And now what I'm going to do...
You too.
I'm going to end the show here, but before I do, I want to let everybody know that next week it'll be an early show. I believe he is from the UK. I'm getting them all. Everybody's up. I mean, I do them at 2, at 1. I have a lady in Spain, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's amazing what, you know, but I adjust. Candy adjusts. I'll say, Candy, note the time change. Yes, she wants me to do Be Free to Love. I will. And you can check out my interview that I had 2 weeks ago on my Stars Psychics channel on YouTube. And you can listen to that. And you can like and share it and subscribe so that any time I get another one, you'll be told of it. And you'll have the opportunity to listen or ignore or whatever you want to do. So with that, we're going to end the show here. Thank you, Candy. Candy's in the room. She just did such a fantastic job. I have to keep talking about this video. All my staff got it today. I haven't gone over there to see. I asked them all to at least like it. If they don't want to subscribe and share, fine, but at least like it. You know, support. You must support. And Candy just said, I'm so happy to be here. I'm just so blessed with her because, yeah, subscribe and share. She puts in caps. See, she's typing in the chat room because it's really important to get the word out. And this is how you're going to bring the readers up because they are right behind me. You bring Natalie up, and I bring all the authors up, and the authors bring all of us up. It's just a win-win thing. And it's going to be great, and I'm really, really happy. So, without further ado, I'm going to end the show like I always do, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there, and listen to Free to Love.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Good night.